Earthquakes are fanning the flames on the Ring of Fire. We have seen many earthquake swarms lately and many active volcanoes around the world. The U.S. has suffered the worst hurricanes and floods in history. California has suffered the worst forest fires in history, and Nevada and Texas have experienced the worst shootings in state history. We are on the verge of nuclear war. The Middle East is a hotbed waiting to explode. Corruption and crime in government has never been more dramatic. Human trafficking and child abuse has never been greater than it is now. Christians are being persecuted around the world, and pandemics are killing people in nations far away. Surely we are in the end times. So what does the Bible say? In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. "Do you see all these?" he asked. "Truly I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." I pray you will take these verses seriously, because we are living in the end times.